Hello, everyone, and welcome to the call today, it being April 27th, 2011. My name's Kerr Mortensen. This is the Influence, the weekly Influence and Persuasion call. Just spend some time on a few tools that you can learn this week and apply this week, and then we'll take questions and send you to, if you want to review the replay line, you're welcome to do that too. Any questions before we get started today? I'll take that as a no. All right. Remember, this is interactive. Break in if you have any questions or comments. Today I want to focus on a way you can increase your credibility and increase your lead generation as far as more people in your world, more people to talk to, more people to persuade. And that's something everybody wants, more credibility, because when you have credibility, persuasion resistance goes down quite a bit, because you're credible, you're the expert, why would they doubt you? And of course, more leads, more people to talk to is always an important piece to your success. So let's talk about it. The first thing you can do here is what we're going to call information marketing. We talk a lot about marketing, and marketing is a subset of influence and persuasion. But if you can learn how to market information, it will not only give you more credibility, but it will increase the leads or the people that you can talk to. Why do we want to do this? Why do you want to market information? Well, first thing it does is it does establish your expertise. When you can provide them with the information they need, and you are the expert, remember, when you're the expert, there's very little persuasion resistance. When they accept you as the expert, why would they second-guess you? Why would they need another opinion? You are the expert. So when you can provide information to them in some form, we'll talk about the different forms, you become the expert. It also helps you prove your worth. They might not be sure that, well, can they help me out? Can they solve my problem? Remember, as persuaders and marketers, you're problem solvers. So it helps you prove your worth, because there are very skeptical people out there, and sometimes providing any type of free information to them will help them out. It will put you on the top of their list. So what we're talking about here is giving away information up front that gives you more credibility, that proves your worth, but it gets you to the top of the list because you've given them something if you've ever studied reciprocity or the law of obligation. And a lot of times it gets you in the door where you can drop off a book or a CD or information or send a report that you've created. It increases your credibility and it helps you out long term in your ability to persuade that person. Again, people are very skeptical out there, and there is a big trend out there for free, especially on places like the internet. They don't want to pay for something until you've given them something for free first. And that could be a newsletter, it could be a report, it could be an audio, and we'll talk about different ways to do that. They want free first. And that, again, builds up your expertise and your credibility and gets more people in your world. Because a lot of people in business say, well, I don't want to give it away for free, it's worth more than that. And I know it is. It is worth more than that. But sometimes to get into somebody's world, to show them that you can solve their problem, it requires you to be able to market some type of information. Now, what type of information are we talking about here? And you can do all of them. I would recommend over time, not all overnight, but over time to do all of them. So what type of information can you provide? Now, remember, up front, there's the free information that you're giving out to build up that expertise, to get more leads, to get your foot in the door. Then, long-term, there's probably information they will pay for that they want. So basically, you're giving them a small piece of the meal. They like the meal. It tastes really good, and they're willing to pay for the full meal. So here's the type of information that you can use for information marketing. A free report. That could be an article online that you send them to that you have written. It could be a free report that you put in a PDF that you've sent to them, that you've created. It could be one that you hand to them. You think about the people that you're working with, what is their biggest problem. You write a report about it, and you can email it to them. You can post it online. You can send them to an article that you've written that's been posted. And this is all free, by the way, and that gives you credibility, and it gives them information. That's what they are looking for many times. So report would be one. Again, PDF, that's when you make it, kind of look at the electronic version. That's very easy to do. So that's one way to do it. Another one is record an audio. It could be a CD they put in their car. It could be an MP3, which is more of a condensed version you can use if they want to listen online or you want to email it to them. You can record an audio. It's so easy nowadays with computers to where all you need is a good microphone and you could record an audio and hand it to people. They can put it in their car. So if you're approaching somebody and they said, well, let me think about it. Say, well, let me give you this free CD. It's on the 10 common mistakes, the 7 strategies, or the 5 ways, or 3 things to look out for, or the 6 blunders. Get you on the top of the list. Get you a little more credibility. And anybody can do this. You have a computer at home, you can do this. You just need a microphone, and there are programs out there to edit your audio. If you are burping or doing some strange things during your audio, it's easy to edit. There are programs like Audacity, which I believe is free. At least the trials are free. There's Adobe Audition, where very simply you can learn how to edit audio, add music in the front and the back. I know I don't want to complicate it too much. But when you have an audio that you can hand to them and has your name right on it, or if you want to convert it to an MP3, which again is very simple to do, you can post it on the internet or send it to them via email, which helps you become that expert. Another thing you can think about doing is doing a seminar. Why not? It doesn't matter if you're afraid of public speaking. Get out there and do it. Do a lunchtime meeting. Do a meeting after work, or do a couple hours on Saturday where you look at your target market, you look at your demographics and say, okay, what is their biggest challenge? And do a free seminar. Most people make more money off a free seminar than a paid seminar because people are more willing to come. They listen. They see that you're the expert. They like what you're saying. You have additional services for them or additional products for them. Do a seminar. Do some type of a training. You can call it training. You can call it seminar. It could be a lunchtime. It could be in the evening. Get people in the room, talking to people, proving your worth. You are the expert. It can really help you out. Another way, which is a subset of a seminar, is doing a webinar. Those are very simple to do, and people can attend from anywhere in the world where you just do a small presentation on the computer, and it goes out to them. You can record those and post those or email those. Webinars are another very simple way to get it out there. You are the expert. So if you don't like to be in front of people, say, in a webinar or a seminar, maybe you're more of an article person or an audio person. Choose a couple that you could really use to get your name out there and build your credibility, especially for those that are sitting on the fence. A big one that you can use, maybe not overnight, but eventually, is to have a book. It doesn't have to be a thick book, but when you have a book that gives you a lot of credibility, that makes you the expert. Having a book. It could be a published book. It could be a self-published book. It could be an electronic book. That's another way to establish credibility and get more people in your world and create more leads. So let's talk a little bit about books. In fact, anybody can become a published author. Anybody. If I can do it, you can do it. And it doesn't matter if you know English very well. They have editors, very inexpensive. Doesn't matter if you know how to type. They have programs that will turn your voice into text. All you need is one great idea. My first book, Maximum Influence, my idea was there's got to be a better way to learn how to influence and persuade because the stuff out there doesn't work anymore, and it was very condescending. I didn't like it. Then I wrote Persuasion IQ, which is the traits of top persuaders, and the latest one was The Laws of Charisma. And there's a formula that you can follow, whether you're thinking about doing this now or maybe even a couple of years, to where anybody can actually become a published author. And let me just explain that a little bit, because that does increase your credibility dramatically. Because when you look at books and book publishing, it's one of the best businesses in the world, because you can really make a difference in people's lives with your book or your information. Books are very easy to research and create. with the internet, even if you knew nothing about what you wanted to market, you could learn relatively fast. So with computers and the internet and Google, very easy to research and create. It's very low cost to do it. It's your time. You probably already have a computer. And has a very high perceived value. Too many people get hung up on, well, what about editing? What about grammar? What about this? Just come up with a good idea. That's all you need. And it's not going to be perfect the first time you write it. You'll probably go back and revisit it or give it to an editor, but it establishes your credibility. You can go to places like Elance.com, which there are editors all over the world that for a few bucks, they'll actually edit your article, or free more, they'll edit your book and do a really good job. So don't get hung up on that. Maybe you write 2 pages a day, or write 5 pages a week, or do 10 pages of research a day. Break it down to smaller pieces, and it's going to be great credibility for you. Because here's some facts and interesting statistics from just the book publishing industry. Is there's been a lot of trends out there. You look at a lot of the bookstores are actually closing or getting smaller because of Kindle or the electronic books. There's a lot more electronic books out there. There are a lot of things going digital. Amazon sells a lot more books than any of the bookstores do. So people are just going online to purchase. And they're also coming up with what's called print on demand. What I see the future, probably not until 5-10 years down the road, you'll go to a bookstore and you'll say, I want this book, and they'll print it for you, bind it, it'll look great, and sell it to you. They're not going to have it on the shelves necessarily, but you can purchase a book called Print on Demand. And the reality is there's only really 6 major publishers. There's probably 300 to 400 medium-sized publishers out there, but the interesting fact is that 68% of all books are bought by women. And that's kind of interesting when you look at your demographics and who you're going after. And each year there's over 100,000 books published. And there's no reason that this book, this information, can't be published, especially if you know the right way to do it. In fact, let me give you a little formula, a brief overview, if you really want to build up your credibility and lead generation through marketing of information. The first thing you need to think about, whether it's an article or a CD or a book, what is your title? Now, I hate to say this as an author, but your title is going to be more important than your content. Okay? It is. That's just how it is. Is it intriguing? Does it arouse curiosity? Does it solve their problem? We could spend a whole session on talking about headlines and titling. You look at books like Chicken Soup for the Soul. That's a powerful title. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Boom, it tells you right there what's happening. Unlimited Power, Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun. You have 1-Minute Manager, of course, Think and Grow Rich. That was not the original title. The How to Win Friends and Influence People, all million-dollar titles. So think about your article, your information, even the top of your website. What is the title you're going to use? What problem are you going to solve? How can you make it intriguing? How can you arouse curiosity? And if you're not sure, but you know your topic, go to Google and type in your topic and see what pulls up. And see what titles they're using, what words they're using. Go to Amazon and type in that word and see some of the best-selling books and what titles they use. Very important, because that's what's going to grab people to listen or to read your material. So think about, what is your title? What can you say that will grab people's attention? What can you put in your title that's searchable? Now that's a new trend in information or even in books. Because when I go to Amazon.com to purchase a book, I have a problem, I want a solution, and when I have to know what words they're going to type in. Because whatever words they type in should probably be in my title. And that will get your book to pop up faster than anything else, is having the right words in there. So think about your title. What title are you going to use? Then you probably should test your title. When I wrote my first book on persuasion and influence, I was being really creative. This is what I did. I thought if I took the word persuasion and influence and combined them, I would have the word perfluent. And I thought, wow, that's a great title. That's pretty fun. So I was going to call this thing Perfluence. And I was married to it. It was creative. It was a great idea, at least in my mind, until a couple of people had the guts to tell me, no, that's stupid. What does that mean? Why would you use that? And the message being is, even though you're in love with it, you need to test your titles. You need to go out and send an email to your family and friends, or go out to your social groups, have them look at three titles or subtitles for whatever information you're marketing. Have them choose a couple, choose the one they like the best, give you some suggestions, and that's always going to be more important than what you think. Because what you think might be great isn't always great. So test your title. Test your title. And then with that, especially with a book, make sure you go out and get a domain name, a URL or .com, like GoDaddy.com, what's it, $8-$10 to reserve a .com, 00domains.com, domains.com. So when you come up with a great title for your information, whether it's a book or a self-published book or an electronic book, reserve that domain, because you will need that when we start talking about marketing that information, but reserve the domain. Don't get stressed about the research. That's the easy part. There are a lot of great places that have articles on the internet, scholarly articles on the internet. Google came out with a new website called scholar.google.com, and they have all the scholarly research statistics and numbers that you need. That's the easy part. The research is out there. The information's out there. Make sure it's it's a credible place to get information. But maybe you want to do interviews. Go to the top professionals. Maybe you want to write one chapter and have 9 other people write the chapters that all focuses on your industry. Maybe it's about a personal experience. Maybe you want to use studies. Those are all different things that you can pull from. But too many people get stuck there. Just get it going, get that information out, and it will dramatically increase your credibility. Now, here's the secret. This is what you need to know. If you wrote a book, let's say you wrote the best book in the world, and you send it in to a publisher, maybe the top 20 publishers. So you sent this book in, maybe you sent it FedEx. I guarantee you what's going to happen. Does anybody know what's going to happen if you do that? You'll get a rejection notice. They didn't even look at it. That is the wrong way to do it. What a lot of people don't realize is that there is a show or convention that happens every year. It's called Book Expo. It's where all 1,000 publishers get together under one roof. And these are the players, your presidents, your vice presidents, your acquisition editors, your foreign rights, the players under one roof. And you go there. You don't even have to have the book written. You can write what's called a book proposal. And I'll talk about that in a second. But you approach these people because to them, you're probably more important than the book. You have to sell yourself probably more than the book. But you are talking to the right people all under one roof. You can accomplish in a couple of days at this expo talking to publishers than you can in 3 years picking up the phone talking to these people. They have to publish the books. Might as well be yours. You are making it easy. This book expo happens every year. And all you need to have is a book proposal. Your book doesn't even need to be done if you want to become published. Now, there's pros and cons, of course, to becoming published versus self-publishing. Now, self-publishing, you get to keep it all. Publishing, they'll get it on the bookshelves in the bookstores. You'll have more international rights and languages that it'll get into if you have somebody else do it. But all you need is a book proposal, which would have maybe a kind of a cover letter about what you're doing in your book, a bio about you, a table of contents, maybe a marketing plan. All you need to have is a couple chapters that you've written and maybe a few endorsements or testimonials that you have. And they'll look at it, you'll sell it, you'll sell yourself, you'll be persuasive, they'll say, done, and you can become a published author, and they'll give you 6 months to finish it, 6 months to a year. It can be that simple. Information marketing is very powerful. It gives you credibility. I look at the information that I've marketed, from the books to CDs on millionaire psychology or persuasion IQ. I've done CDs on persuasive presentations, done 3-day seminars on negotiation and on persuasion and on personal mastery, how to overcome objections, magnetic persuasion. That is core to any business. So when you look at your business, you have to think to yourself, okay, is it an article? Is it a CD? Is it a book? Is it a published book? What is it that you could hand somebody or create that gives you more credibility, where people will like you, they'll trust you more, and they'll want to do business with you? This is powerful. Free tends to be the new model. So you'll probably want some free information to be able to hand out, and then you'll probably have some other information that they can purchase or they can use to help them solve their problem. So this is what I want you to think about. I want you to either create some type of report. It could be a page or two that people would be interested in, that you could hand to them, you can email them, you can post as an e-zine article online, or do an audio. It could be 15, 20 minutes. Very simple to do on your home computer. It could be a CD you put in your car, or an MP3 you can post on the internet, or an online article. Post an online article on the internet that you can link people to as your information on there. It's written by you. It gives you credibility. The reason information marketing is so important is the credibility. You get more trust. You're giving them something for free, which triggers reciprocity, but also gets your foot in the door. It generates more leads. And if it's between you, who gave them a CD, and somebody else who gave them nothing, you will win. And you can become more persuasive. So it gets more people in your world, creates you as the expert, and makes a big difference in your success. So think about that. What can you create? What can you create in the next couple of weeks? Is it a report? Is it an audio? Or is it some type of online article that you could post? You do this, and you will see a big jump in your credibility, a jump in the trust, and you'll also have more people that want to do business with you and more people that you can persuade and influence. Any questions about that? You guys are easy on me. The replay line's posted on ywhypersuasion.com if you want to listen to it. If you're feeling panicked, like, well, who would want to read it? What would I write about? What would I do? That's a normal feeling at this point. We need to kind of dig deep and figure out, okay, what is the main problem? You look at the people that you're trying to market to. What is the problem that they have? Blunders, mistakes that they're making, what are the 7 keys to success? Those are all type of things that tend to pull very well. If you're interested in understanding more about Book Expo, that actually happens in 1 month in New York City. It's in New York City this year. The website's bookexpoamerica.com if you want more information on that. So whether it's a book or not, I don't care what it is, you need to have some type of information that you can give away for free that builds your credibility or that you can hand to them or email to them. It's a lot easier than you think. In fact, does everyone have an industry or something we want to brainstorm together as far as what type of information you should put together? We could do that as a group. Does anybody have any of that? One of those? If it were, say, real estate, and you were working with foreclosures, talking to someone's home's going to foreclosure so you don't understand that you're working on a few things. Tell you what, there are 5 mistakes people make when their home's going into foreclosure. Let me give you this audio CD. Let me give you this report. Let me give you this link to this website to take a look at. I put some information together to really help you out. Wow. Top of the list, more credibility. Looks like you know what you're doing. That's what it does. If I was in network marketing, and in fact, I've created one of these before. It's an audio on 9 keys to guarantee home business success. It's an audio that people give out to give the industry credibility. It shows people there's 9 things they can do. If when they do all 9 of these, their home-based business will be successful. That would be the type of information that I give out. If I'm going to go talk to a CEO of a company, I'll hand them one of my books. If I'm going to another industry, let's see. Oh, anybody have any other industries they want to throw out? buddy. You have, let's see, if you were, say, I was going to say plumber. I don't know where that came from. If you were a plumber, it might be the five hidden dangers in your home that no one's ever told you about. It could be around plumbing, around the water heater, or frozen pipes. That could be something that you hand them in a little booklet. It could be an audio CD. It's something that you email to them. Get you on the top of the list. It's easier than you think. If you're good at writing, write it up. If you're better at talking, get some software that will record your voice. The one I believe that's free or low cost is Audacity, Audicity. I personally use Adobe Audition, more of a high-end software. Again, it depends. Most people, pretty much what you learn first, what you kind of find out with any software. You record your voice. If you make a mistake, you just repeat it, and it's pretty much you highlight your mistake and hit delete, and it's gone. It can be that simple. And you can burn it on your home computer as an audio CD to play in your car. You can go to Office Depot and get, I like the Memorex labels that you can print right on. They have templates that are free. Print right on there from your home printer. You put it on there. One word to the wise, though, you probably want to get what's called a CD stomper. What that is you put the sticker down and the CD on it, and make sure that the CD sticker goes perfectly on the CD. Very inexpensive, but it will save you years of headache and having an aneurysm trying to put it on just with your eyesight and your fingers. They've discovered a better way to do it, and that will help you out. Any questions about what we talked about today or even things that you're running into? All right. So if you have any suggestions or there's a topic you want us to cover, there's also a form on whywhypersuasion.com along with the replay line. Go out there, become persuasive, learn how to market, and you'll see a big difference in your wealth and success, especially on the marketing side that we focused on today. Could be a one-page article. Could be that simple. And if you want to go out there and find three or four other people that have written articles about it, you can kind of, just like a research paper, pick and choose. I like this, use this, reword it, make it yours. That is how it's done. So everyone, wishing you massive success. Comments leave on whypersuasion.com or topics that you want to cover or things that you're running into or questions you want me to answer, especially those listening to the replay line. You'll probably want to post them there. With that, again, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.